Good morning. I'm Richard Rent Morris. I represent St. Vincent de Paul of Western Kentucky, and I serve as their CEO.
Vicki Duncan, and I'm the Disaster Service Community Liaison for St. Vincent de Paul. And that's what we're doing in your city. We still have some 2021 business to do, and that's when we ran across this little scam that we don't like.
We've been hit by tornadoes and recently by floods. We've hit by, and I say tornadoes with an S because it's multiples.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, now it's what, number three after what, about a week ago, that really did some damage.
Yes, ma'am.
And it doesn't seem like a lot of that's going to let up, and then now this happens. So explain to me, who is doing the calling as far as,
well,
what is this thing?
I was talking to an elderly lady, and St. Vincent de Paul is helping with maybe some storm shelters of some victims. And she said she was a little leery of me because somebody had already called her twice and said they were a charitable organization, no name, and that they were helping get people storm shelters. And did she want one? And she said yes. And this woman on the phone said, can you put down $1,000 on this, and then we can go ahead and get you a storm shelter put in? And she said yes. And so somebody called her a couple of days later wanting some info, and by that time I think she talked to some people, and he said the same thing, and she just hung the phone up on him. But she almost did it.
We're getting so many people that, you know, maybe back in the day we didn't think about that we needed a storm shelter, and now it's like, good gravy, we need a storm shelter, you know.
Well, this is also for mental health, for your mental health after you've been through such a tragedy.
Well, and
that's part of healing, and that's part of the total recovery, right, Richard?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Because these are folks that, you know, we want to be able to trust, and so badly. And this is one of those things that we're going to have to really pay attention to, because if they're calling people in the area, mm-hmm. heads up, they're going to probably call you next.
Oh, there's been another man that somebody called, but he was already on to it. There are some ways that you can protect yourself, and Richard's going to tell you those ways that you can tell whether this is a scam, or if you think it's a scam, it probably is.
Right.
You know.
Absolutely.
Use your spidey senses, right?
Absolutely. You know, and we tell people all the time, we're sort of the trust but verify organization. We've been at this since 1833.
Okay.
So we figured some things out.
But
what we want your listeners to know is no real charitable organization is going to ask you for personal banking information. We're not going to ask you for a deposit for assistance. You know, when assistance is given, it's given freely. And so that should be a red flag immediately. The other thing is, if it's an organization you're not familiar with, it's really okay to say, thank you for the information. I'm going to look into this. You know, we have lots of folks that we can call and check organizations. You can always check with your city hall, with your United Way, you know, and the beauty of the internet is we can find out, what do we know about these folks?
Or your local radio station.
Or your local radio station. Absolutely.
Well, I started to say, you know, Even on the internet, though, now I find myself leery because what if that's not the right one? What if that's a false thing?
Sure.
And it drives you nuts.
Sure.
When you talked about the mental health part of it. Yes. It really does. It drives you nuts.
Absolutely. Well, what I mean is the number, a lot of times I'll say to somebody, did you even Google that number that they're calling from?
Right.
Is it connected
yeah.
to a charitable organization? Because
okay.
I actually had that the other day. We had somebody call and say they wanted to partner with us. And when I threw the number, it immediately came up scam alert. So,
well, and then just call the number back. Say, you know what? I'm busy right now. Let me call you back.
Absolutely.
What's your name? Let me have your back number. They don't like giving you that, do they?
No, they do not. And we want to keep folks safe. And again, when you're dealing with sometimes some of the most unimaginable situations in our lives, it's really hard to believe that's the world we live in, right? Scams. But let's be safe, and let's trust but verify.
Richard, you can agree with me about this. I'm good if they question me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy if
yes,
they question
please
me.
Do. That's
please
right.
call, you know, St.
Yes.
Vincent de Paul. Please don't trust everybody that calls you, because everybody that calls you is not there to help you. If a charity organization asks you for $1,000, it's probably charity
doesn't
for
sound
them.
Like charity. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing is, and that's why I wanted to make sure that we got you on, because we are. We're going to have them back later on to talk more at length about what it is you do and who you can help and how, you know, people can seek and find that help through
Absolutely.
You guys if they need
right.
it. But the immediate thing today that we wanted to do, the reason why we're running late today on purpose because I thought this was important.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, there's a lot of people that are getting tornado shelters every day here.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how that angers me.
Yes,
because
we
already are scared mm-hmm. every time that mm-hmm. siren goes off. We don't need to be scared every time the telephone rings.
This little lady was very frightened of me because when I approached her with this idea, until I mentioned, you know, where her name came from, and she's like, "Oh, okay." And then, you know, I'm like, "Feel free to call,
right.
you know, in Owensboro where I work out of." And I would also like to leave you with my number today if anybody wants
yeah,
to.
Certainly.
You know,
yes.
I don't know if I can help them, but I always do my best to help.
That's right. We can be a great resource.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's one thing about St. Vincent de Paul that I love working and doing God's work with them, because they don't look at the outside of this person. They look at this person. Mm-hmm. And I love that. It's been a blessing. And we just want to do that in your community. We love this community.
Sure.
My family. Well,
you come highly
so.
Recommended. I will say that.
Okay. My name is Vicki Duncan, and I work, you know, I'm a community liaison for St. Vincent de Paul, and my number is 270-871-0617. It's almost like my personal number, so I have to say it real slow. So
no,
that's,
there's all kinds. They'll mm-hmm. ask me for my phone number, and I give them the request line. Not on purpose. It just pops out of my mouth. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. No, that's not it. So you've got contact information, my man?
Absolutely, and feel free to call me as well. We serve 32 counties in Western Kentucky. Feel free to give me a call, Richard, at 270-315-5747.